Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Looks like it's gonna be a great new year.
It's a new year. You can make a new start.
We can make a new start.
It's a brand new year.
Brand new year? Same old faces.
Happy New Year!
Well, you're just a little too late.
But still. I know, but still.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the show.
It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J, and it's the brand new year and same old stuff. Happy New Year, everybody. Oh my gosh, 2021. Do you believe we made it? Yeah, I knew we would. But has anything changed? It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, and I hope you had a beautiful New Year's Eve. We'll go over that in just a second. But hey, head on over to our website for our poll question today. What are you hoping for? It's an open-ended question. It's a open-ended opportunity for you to put it in there. What are you hoping for in 2021? What are you hoping for? Yesterday's poll question, both brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you worried about the new strain of the China virus? How it's mutated? Mutated back in July. It's like, ugh, please. 54% of those participating in the poll said no. Nope, 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 nope. 10% did say yes. We will always have worriers out there. 10% said no, more worried about shutdowns because of the panic. And I love this. This was from Cowboy Barbie, but a lot of people jumped onto it. 18% of those participating. Are you kidding me? Only perhaps curiosity about the serpent's next big lie to further his democratic commie interaction conspiracy to end President Trump, the United States, and Western civilization in one blow. So, yeah, worried about all the vile moves of these many slithering creatures. And 8% of those participating said more deception. So nothing's really changed so far on the first day of 2021. I'm so happy you're here, though, and I appreciate whatever time you give me. Do want to let you know, though, that later on this afternoon, during our wonderful shows from people like Lars Larson and, oh gosh, Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, those guys are a kick in the pants. You might hear some interruptions. Transmitter may be going on and off several times. We're back on the mountain, fixing and changing, and everything's been moved, but everything's got to be tied back in together now. So, and it's a process. You don't just flip a switch and everything changes. That's a good analogy for life, don't you think? You can't just flip a switch and change everything. Even though people keep on trying. Ugh. The only thing they're doing is trying my patience. So we had a poll question 2 days ago. What were you planning on doing for New Year's Eve? And the majority of people participating in the poll, 54%, said not a damn thing. It's like New Year's Eve was completely canceled. Yeah, not for everybody. We have some beautiful pictures of New Year's Eve in Times Square compared to New Year's Eve in Wuhan. You know, Wuhan, China, where this whole mess supposedly started. Yeah. Why did anything even go on in New York City if you ban people from going there? And how tragic for any businesses that, you know, actually make enough money on New Year's Eve that they sustain themselves for the entire year. Because there are actually people that do that. That one big event, that brings in enough revenue, enough guaranteed money that you're set. You don't have to worry about things. You know, things like New Year's Eve in New York. Things like hot August nights for restaurants and hotels. Things like, oh, the balloon race, street vibrations. Everything this year canceled. Last year, sorry. Woo! I hope that is not a premonition for this year by making a slip and saying everything canceled. But it is a possibility. Until the truth starts coming out about this not so deadly virus. Somebody sent me an email and asked me why I hadn't mentioned Don Wells' passing. And I had the extreme pleasure of meeting Don a couple of different times because she was such a giving and beautiful person. I was not going to besmirch her memory or her life by reading any of the announcements that were put out from her dying of COVID-19. She was 82 years old. 82 years old. An amazing woman, an amazing life, a giving, generous woman. And we are sorry to see her pass. I know I'm truly sorry to see her pass. But I'm not going to tie her into something that is so despicable that is being forced upon this world, the fear. And here are two pictures that just prove everything that we've been going through. New Year's Eve in New York City, where people would pack in by the millions. All right, hundreds of thousands. Wearing diapers because they were so packed in to nothing. Empty streets. Looked almost apocalyptic because there was just nothing. No movement. Yet this wonderful little picture of people in Wuhan, China, by the hundreds of thousands, out celebrating with balloons and excitement. Everybody taking selfies, taking pictures. Woohoo! New Year! Yay! It's just incredible. Incredible the things that have been perpetrated on not only this country, but on the world. And people still don't get it. Somebody was trying to belittle me the other day, hoping that I or anybody in my family didn't have to suffer through COVID. Doesn't bother me. You don't have to wish that for me. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't scare me. because I know the truth about this virus. And something dawned on me, and I hadn't brought it up, but I decided today, as I was sitting around just looking at pictures of people around the world celebrating, but we're shut down. And that is, you know, people, oh, you're so horrible. Look at those people that are suffering, and Renown wouldn't have put up that extra parking garage if we didn't need it, and everybody's suffering, and yeah, okay. Media likes to show pictures of that parking garage. I know somebody who was there. When you see all of those pictures of the parking garage being converted, all of those beds, and then you hear the stories of how they're overfull and, you know, packed, overworked. All these people suffering from this deadly virus. You see all the poles and the monitors and the IVs hanging. And have you noticed what's not there? They show the lineup of computers, all the equipment they need. Have you really taken a good long look at those pictures and noticed what's not there? All the big propane tanks outside, piping in heat and making sure everybody's comfortable. Have you noticed what's not there? Sometimes in the things you don't see, explain it all. Can you tell me where the bathrooms are? Yeah, the bathrooms were outside in the parking lot. Porta potties. So if you have a deadly virus that you are so sick from that you have to be separated, and yet if you have to go to the bathroom, you need to wrap up, wander outside in the freezing cold, and go to the bathroom in a porta potty. Now, do the nurses and everybody or cleaning staff come out and sanitize and sterilize that porta potty after you use it and before you use it? I'll let you answer that for yourself. Sometimes it's pointing out the simplest things that help people make sense of the situation. If you had one hope for 2021, don't hope it's that I don't get COVID, because I'm not afraid of it. This country and other countries have been through so much more. We've gone through war, we've gone through disease, we've gone through famine. We've gone through mass murders, we've gone through serial killers that have people quaking in their boots. Yet a virus that has a 99% survival rate is what shuts this country and this economy down. kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's the Monica Jay Show, and we'll be right back on this first day of 2021, hopefully spreading a little joy, a little joy, a little hope, and a little truth. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
First, there was 24-hour fitness, and now there's one-month fitness. One-month fitness is designed for people who make New Year's resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. Here's how it works. One-month fitness is open for the month of January.
That's it.
1 month, done. No year-long contracts. No 12-week meal plan for a slimmer you. Because we know at one-month fitness, you're good for maybe 3-4 weeks tops. Then it's back to pizzas, cheeseburger meal deals, extra-large Coke, and couch potatoes. One-month fitness. Because we know you won't be here in February. And coming soon to the same location as one-month fitness, the 11-month Bar and Grill.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And thank you so much to Churchill County last night. Fallon celebrating New Year's Eve, ringing in the new year the right way. They had fireworks and had the people out. So hats off to you for starting the new year off right. And not the only ones, I guess. Thank you for being here. If you had a late night last night, doing whatever you were doing, ringing in the New Year's your own way. Love it that you're here with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show, and we were not the only ones celebrating. Looks as though they had fireworks and gatherings and people out in the streets and Molotov cocktails, fires, vandalism, 18 businesses vandalized. Yeah. Portland decided to ring in the new year by letting Antifa cause havoc once again. And it wasn't designated as a peaceful protest. Nope. The Portland Police Bureau designated it right off the bat as a riot. They called it what it was. Very interesting. I guess they decided they weren't going to start off the new year by telling people mistruths or trying to bend people's opinions that, oh, it's a peaceful riot. It's a peaceful riot. Peaceful protest. Yeah, get it straight. Yeah. Commercial grade fireworks, by the way, when they are thrown at you, you know how you're told not to play with fireworks in your hands and stuff because they're the type you buy at the little stands because they're dangerous? Yeah. Imagine commercial grade fireworks being thrown at you. Because that's what the police had to deal with. But I think they're tired of dealing with that. I think law enforcement is going to take more of a stand this year. Got a quick little message here on Twitter. What's happening tomorrow and Wednesday? So yes, there is going to be a true peaceful protest in Carson City. And from what I understand, it's going to be the last one. It's going to be the last Saturday protest. The people that have been putting them together. Because, you know, after January 6th, I don't think we're going to need them anymore. But we'll see. You never know day to day. The surprises come. So if you want to participate in the Saturday peaceful protest, to open up this state, to protect your votes, protect the election, then get out there. Starts up at 11 o'clock. People are starting to gather. Rain or shine, they'll be there. Now, on Wednesday, January 6th, The president himself has tweeted out and he's made the plea to people to be in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Why would he do that? Honestly, why would he do that if he weren't prepared and planning for something big? Why would he ask people to come all the way to Washington, D.C.? Well, for some of us, like me, that have not been able to go out and do any extra work, don't have the money to do it, don't have the means to do it. So I will be taking this little program, my little two-hour show, to the state legislature, to the Capitol compound right there, rain or shine. We'll have an RV set up. Thank you so much to the wonderful people in Carson City who donated that for me to broadcast from. And people are going to be there, rain or shine. Some people are going to be there at 9. Some people are going to be there at 10. Some people are going to be there at 11. You get there if you want to be there when you get there. Because does it really matter? The media is just going to say that a couple of dozen people showed up. Yes, I know I'm being sarcastic. All right, we'll talk more about that and get some more news on what's going to be happening January 6th, because I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And we'll bring it to you right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And just so you know, later on this afternoon, you might hear the station kind of go in and out, off for a couple seconds. We are still doing work at the mountaintop, and more work will be going on today. So please be patient, because you know what? It's going to be fabulous in the long run. Thank you for being here today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Barbie, Cowboy Barbie. We were flipping some buttons in the studio and you got cut off. So please call back. So I made an announcement in the last segment that said this is going to be the last Saturday rally. But you know, that's all up in the air. I probably shouldn't make a statement like that, because it's going to be people's personal choices to be out there. There are three different groups that I know of that actually call people, put out the word, and I just know of one group that is going to be limiting their presence out there now, depending on what happens January 6th. January 6th, I think, is the big day, and I think that's why President Trump asked people to come to Washington, D.C. I think it's going to be a monumental moment that people are going to want to be able to say, I was there. I was there when this happened. I was there when senators and congressmen stood up for a duly elected president that has been harassed and tormented and dragged through the mud for the last 4 years, and who easily won re-election. So just blessings to all of those people who are going to physically be there. Be safe. Be watched over, and we will actually have people in the crowd who are going to be calling into the show and letting us know what's going on. And we're going to have a special guest actually later on in the next hour who's going, talking about the preparations. But what we get to do on January 6th is meet at the Capitol complex. You know, that whole beautiful park there where the Capitol and the legislative building come together. So I will be down there doing my show. People are going to be showing up early, starting at around 9, maybe even earlier than that because of the time difference. Remember, Washington, D.C. is 3 hours ahead. So that'll be one of the reasons. Let's go back to the phone lines, or actually go to the phone lines for the first time this morning, 884-9910, talk and text, and check in with Cowboy Barbie. Hey, Cowboy!
Hey, Monica J. Freedom goddesses, never surrender. We're not. I can see nothing, newsflash, kids. Neither does Donald John Trump. When he's re-inaugurated, then maybe Saturdays thereafter, I might give it a passing thought of taking a day off, but not having quit him for 36 weekends in a row. We still have open Nevada beyond President Trump's inauguration to achieve. So there's no calling it quits yet at all.
That's right.
Day on Saturday. So anyone else that wants to be there, always love seeing you and look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Yes, there are those arriving early as and before 10 to coincide with noon or whatever it is on the East Coast. So for Wednesday. And look forward to seeing you. Everybody dress up in their muscle, have a Summer of Love winter rock concert out there with the assistance of our sound men and et cetera. We'll have a blast, right?
We are going to have a blast just like we always do, rain or shine. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been watching the weather forecast and it was supposed to be 50% rain and snow showers. Now we're down to 30% just rain. So I think maybe the clouds will be parting for us, Cowboy.
Valley Forge was way worse. Never forget that, Monica.
Exactly. Exactly. If they can do that with, you know, tattered shoes and absolutely freezing, then we can do this for our freedom. So, Cowboy, God bless. Thank you so much. And happy New Year. It's going to be a spectacular one because we're the ones that are going to be setting off the fireworks. We're the ones that are going to be bringing this surprises and taking this country back. Taking the country back from the flood of the massive push for communism. People made fun of me. They mocked me for saying that this is a socialist country already. Because remember, there are different levels of communism. There's Marxism, communism, socialism. There's Maoism. We're on the baby level. We're on the social level. The social justice warriors, the social media censorship, the banning by your chosen representatives of banning straws, of banning trans fats, salt, big gulps, biggie drinks. We've already been under socialism and government control for a number of years. Because every time our government grows, whether it be city, state, federal, every time a new office is introduced, every time a new commission is introduced, it's socialism. It's more and more government growth. That's what it is. And now the left is taking the push for full-on communism. And I had a discussion with a dear friend that made the slip and said, you know, just get out there and mow them all down. And that's not the right way to think. Because when you see the pictures, When you see the pictures of the rioters, whether they were the ones here in Reno, in Carson City, in Douglas County, or in Portland, or in Seattle, in New York, look at them. They're kids. They're in their 20s. They don't know any better. This is what they have been taught. Yeah, a few of the leaders are in their, you know, 40s and 50s, but not the people actually out there doing the rioting, doing the protesting, doing the dirty deeds. They're kids. Because they've been taught, they've been trained, they've been indoctrinated, whatever you want to call it. They've been blinded by people that they looked up to, that people that, people that they looked up to. Teachers who took them under their wings. Law enforcement. Yeah. Some law enforcement participating in this too. You have to understand that the silent majority is silent no more. People can't stand back and see the next generation come forward and create all of this havoc because they don't know any better. They don't know the truth. They don't even know what the definition of fascism is. Because if they did, they would know that Trump is not a fascist. They don't know the definition of racism. Because they would know Trump is not a racist. They would know that the majority of this country is not racist. We have to be patient, and we have to pounce on our time to re-educate. And I'm not talking like the CCP's party definition of re-education, you know, like with all the things that they do to the people over there. But the people in China are waking up as well. People are actually leaving and disavowing their oaths to the Chinese Communist Party, which is not making them very happy. You have to remember, you take that oath when you're a kid, for the most part. You don't know any better. And that's why education is so important, including personal education. And trying to read the stories and the books of the past that haven't been destroyed yet. 884-9910, talk and text. Let's head on over to the talk and text lines. Check in with Pat this morning. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling the program. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You know, listening to you this morning, and you talked about the kids protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where are their paychecks coming from?
Yeah.
So they have to protest to be able to keep their paychecks flowing.
Good
now,
point.
Where the money's coming from, is, well, China lends the United States a lot of money. And, you know, I could go on for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, all these young folks, most of them that I know of, get their money from the government. So if you take that away, then where's the money coming from for them? And people like myself that pay in are kind of upset. And
well,
it's sad that we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, because they're also getting their paychecks from the ads on Craigslist that so many people have seen, the paid actors at $15 an hour, you know.
Right.
So they're being paid by bad sources as well. But it, you know, Pat, it's got to make you wonder, though, where they were taught this. Did they learn this in school? Did they learn this rebellion? Did they learn it from their family members? Were they part of different organizations like the Sunshine Movement, like BLM? I mean, you don't just wake up one day, I think, and say, oh, I'm going to join Antifa. I want to throw bricks at cops. There's more of an education that pushes you towards that.
education and the media, they're similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the media, that blows me away. It's
yeah.
like, how, you know, get your head out of you know where. You don't hear anything about the truth.
It's funny, Pat, because people talk about how, you know, the media. And I always like to take people back to the most admired man in the news. And that was Walter Cronkite. Walter
yep.
Cronkite was actually a globalist, but he hid it better than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, all of these other paid to play news anchors out there, they know where their money comes from. They know the five corporations that own all of the different media outlets. They know what they can and can't say. So if they want to be on TV,
well,
they know they have to play along.
And one day, they're going to pay for their mistakes because the United States can't keep doing what it's doing. There's yeah. not a lot of people left to pay the bills. And yeah. it just, we're getting overrun. And, you know,
I
just hope that on Tuesday that there's something substantial that brings this to a head. And I've been waiting patiently, and I got my fingers crossed. And I'm
Tuesday
sure a lot
or
of
Wednesday? You mean January
or
6th?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got me
so
all excited, Pat. I'm like, what's happening on Tuesday?
I've heard a lot of Tuesdays. But anyway, I mean, you know, the media doesn't tell the truth. I'm amazed that people even listen. But... And, you know, you go back to the kids in school, they get beat over the head. And, you know, I look at the education similar to the media. And, you know, they just get information that may or may not be true.
Yeah.
Should be true, but...
They're learning life through TV and through video games, and that's not reality. It's definitely not reality. Pat, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me today, and Happy New Year to you, sir, and be blessed. Well, hey, Paula, hang on the line. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more of your thoughts and our poll question right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Having trouble keeping up with your New Year's resolution? Introducing your New Year's resolution. It's like your original one, but way easier. Did you want to eat healthy? How about instead of that, you eat healthy servings of food you like? Trying to work out more? Maybe you can work out a way to avoid doing that. Were you trying to see your family more this year? How about we have them see their way out of your home? 2020, what's your New Year's resolution?
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Quick to the phone lines at 884-9910. Checking in with Paula this morning. Hi, Paula. What did you want to talk about? And Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Hey, thank you. And thank you for being there and doing what you do. Hey, man, I'm going to try to be fast. There's so much. First of all, the young people... Talk to young working people, and you admit that you'd voted for Trump. They all voted for Trump, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday can go two ways. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether our legislators are going to stand up for him, but anybody who has YouTube, watch Riding the Dragon. You cannot – there's no way Trump can – with any kind of conscience, hand this government over. He's going to have to go for the other way, insurrection, to shock the nation. There's no way. And get on YouTube and just Google any one of these politicians' names and China. Everybody's in bed with China. And so, but the main thing I wanted to say was after, on January 7th, is when we all have to really roll out. We got to get organized because we want to vote this dirty legislators out of Nevada and change our. We can't do it with dishonest voting machines.
Yeah.
So how do you get rid of the voting machines? So we got work to do.
Yeah. From what I understand, Dominion is being shut down. So if the company itself is being shut down and our state still uses Dominion voting, then we have a problem.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems. And you know what? I caught a whiff of this last night on YouTube. Now, you know, you got to check everything out. But SolarWinds just gave out a message last night, yesterday, that said that you have to, if you want to stay online, you're going to have to upgrade your system with SolarWinds. So does that mean the Department of Defense has to upgrade with a system that they just got hacked by?
Yeah, I don't think Trump's going to let them do that. So,
Paula,
I got to let you go. Thank you for riding the dragon. I got to go check that out. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's crazy. And see you on Wednesday for sure and maybe Saturday. So,
All right. Love you.
Thank you.
See you then. Love you too, Paula. Thanks. Thank you so much. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News business brief and Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica Jay Show.